Thank all the sponsors that sponsor us here at WATR. If we could help you, call Trish Torello or Barbara Davitt. And on the Newsmakers Hotline, I think he's a hot drummer. Hello, Ray.
Tom, how you doing, my friend?
Good, appreciate it. I've seen the band over the years. How long has Four Piece been around?
We've been together since the year 1987, 88 we started.
Well, talk about a bunch of varnished professionals, huh?
Yeah, I used them when I went to Berkeley for music school. We did a lot of different clinics and things that I had to do as well after I got out of there, and we've been together doing it ever since.
And who are the members of the band for the Waterbury community?
The members are, I have Ben Ridgway, who is a bass player. He teaches music in the Waterbury school system. I have my brother Steven Santavasi, who plays guitar. He used to work for the engineering department. He now works, he retired, and he does the same type of thing, but he works for a private company, so he does a lot of traveling. And Tom Morrow plays guitar, who also plays with Big Papa and the Knockers, which is a local group.
Okay, and you're a drummer?
Yes, I play drums, yes.
And aren't you a school teacher as well?
Yep, I teach drums band as well. I was at Wilby for 12 years, and I've been at North End for 25.
All right, so you're playing the Loading Dock May 18th at the Palace Theater. Talk about the show and why you've decided that you want to play the Loading Dock, and I think Cross-Eyed Cat has done that gig as well.
Yeah, there's a several. I think Southside Johnny may have done it as well. They wanted more of a rock-type band, I believe, because, you know, with acoustic-wise, that can handle the outside setting. So they called, and I've done a couple of different things at the Palace before, and they asked if we'd be interested, and I said, sure, we'd love to.
And
it's a great
what
time, you know, it's a free, you know, get people down to the Palace. We have, I think, music from the 20s to the current date, and it should be a lot of fun for everyone, really.
Now let's talk a little bit about Four Piece and what your set list might look like on the Loading Dock May 18th, and you're early, 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, I think we open up the show, and the doors at the Palace open up at 6. So we should, I would think, have most of the people that are going on the Loading Dock area at first. We're a mix of instrumental and pop music from the 70s and 80s. You know, we'll do things like, let's say, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, because it's a guitar-based band. There's two guitars, bass, and drums. And we have a lot of different originals. It's almost like a jazz fusion versus, I wouldn't say like the Allman Brothers, Grateful Dead, that type of thing, where the guitar players get to stretch a little.
Yes.
So a lot of our material is based on that type of situation.
And do you guys have a CD?
Yeah, we have a couple of different things that we came out with. I have my own studios, and my brother had one in Goshen, so we have the luxury of pretty much just whenever we want, we could record.
All right, so on that note, I'm going to give you another invitation to come on in the studio sometime prior to, let's say, June 30th, 9 to noon every Saturday, and you're going to bring in some of your jazz fusion stuff, and we'll play some of your records for the audience, because, you know, I know you've been around a long time. I've seen you a few times over the years, and I was always very impressed with your compendium of great musicians.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate having you on the show, too. I would love to come down anytime.
All right, well, you pick a Saturday that works. I'm here 2 weeks, and then I have Chris Fortier coming in for a couple of weeks as a Memorial Day show while I go to Lime Rock, and then I've most of June, so love to have you. And tell us a little bit more about your affiliation with the Palace Theater and what other things you've done for them.
Currently, I'm working for the, May 21st, rather. There's so many dates we have. May 21st, we're going to do a celebration of art where we have, I believe, 18 or 19 different acts throughout the different schools that are going to perform on the Palace. So this way we can have parents, friends, family come and enjoy the theater. I also did I created a company, Journey with the Arts, with Crystal Taliaferro. She's in Billy Joel, and we did a performance there a couple of years ago, and we're scheduled to do one next year, I believe, in April as well. So
is that your way to give back?
Yeah, and the, you know, to have the kids and the, you know, play on that particular stage, because it's a world famous, you know, theater. People are there's a lot of acts that are too big to play that are even know about, or, you know, it's well known. The acoustics are tremendous. To have the kids have the opportunity to play on that stage, have their parents see them, you know, it's really something that's priceless. So I try to give the kids that opportunity and let them know that they could do something like that on that type of stage, so they believe in themselves.
For sure. We're speaking to Ray Santavasi from the Four Piece Band. He's the drummer. What got you interested in drums, and what age did you start, and who was your teacher?
I studied with Bill Rotella, who is one of the premier drum teachers in the area. I studied with him. I think I started in, I might have been seventh grade, and I studied with him till, I think it might have been 6 or 7, might have been 8 years that I did. And then I went to Berkeley after that. The foundation that I received from him was tremendous. I started early, you know, we were all kids, we played instruments, and my brother played guitar. He was a little better than I am, so I thought, well, you know, good to switch to the drum set, and, you know, we kind of created a band. We grew up with Tommy Morrow, who's also in the band. So I remember being in, like, 6th, 7th grade and the three of us playing together. It's really been that long. So, you know, we don't really have to worry about where each person is jettisoning, going to play. You know, we mesh very well together.
And, Ray, how old are you?
I just turned 52.
Okay, so you probably did not play any battles of the bands at the Waterbury Armory in your younger days.
No, I didn't. Nope.
Okay, a little older. That's where I met the DeVino brothers at 13, and I was their road man. And funny story, the DeVinos loved another singer in another band who turned out to be Mario Infante, and they said to me, my nickname's T.A. T.A., go get that Mario Infante and tell him that we want him in his band. So it's very interesting, the cross-pollinization and how you can get different musicians in your band.
Yeah, and I remember Tommy's just a little older than I am. Tommy, he's another great drummer from the area. And, you know, we kind of connect as often as we can. But, yes, it's the same type of thing. And we also do a four-piece where musicians are always welcome to sit in. So we have local sax players, you know, trumpet players, trombone players, keyboard players that'll come in and just they're more than welcome to sit in. Because our set list is always changing. We've played long enough that we have so much material we can always accommodate someone, a singer or whoever wants to come up.
All right, and talk about rehearsal and what happens in a rehearsal with when you want to bring old songs back, and how does that go along with your band, the rehearsal side of the business?
Well, what we try to do is put almost our own twist on it, so we don't try to sound like the original song. We make sure that we do justice to it. We try to follow the form, if you will, and we kind of just put our sound, if you will, because sometimes the instrumentation may be a little different. So that we kind of approach it like that. But we always, in the end result is we wanted to be able to have our vision, you know, like our sound as part of it. So when you hear it, you can immediately tell this is going to be four-piece.
Now, in American Idol, the judges sometimes say that some songs cannot be changed and must be played original. Do you have that belief?
I have that belief, but if it really, if it has to be stuck to the way it's done, chances are we may not do it, you know, because the improvisationally, the guitar players, you know, sometimes they want to jettison down a certain way. And although the rhythm section is going to do justice to it, the lead that someone may be used to hearing may change or something. It might be something as minuscule as that. But I try not to do things exactly the same, you know, where the musician comes out and you kind of play whatever, you express whatever you feel.
I just had a text from somebody. A listener wants to know if you do anything by Debbie Boone or Debbie Gibson.
No, but we could if they'd like to come up and sing it.
You're fast, man. You are fast.
I can imagine who it is. I hope it's not Harold Zeno, my old friend.
Harold's a good boy. You know, yeah. Harold, speaking of Harold, he keeps inviting different singers down for the big band, et cetera. And I'm shocked at some of the people that want to take the gig. Eddie Seville said he would try it. I'm shocked.
Because I've been playing with Eddie quite a bit because he has some issues with who was available. So he called me up. He sent me a bunch, 20 tunes. I rehearsed them once, and he loved it. And then we did something down the Shamrock, and he's going to call me if he gets stuck and has an issue with anyone coming. You know, he knows I can just step right in. So I think he would do good. I really think he would do tremendous. He's a great musician, great front man. He's a great songwriter, too, Eddie. I really like his stuff.
Oh, my God. And I sneak some on here, but it makes Tom Shoot very nervous when I play Eddie Seville and Steel Rodeo. And, folks, on TomHillRadio.com, there's a couple of live interviews where he plays live with his guitar player, Billy Kay. TomHillRadio.com. And we're recording you, Ray, and you'll be on there early next week. My webmaster is Steve Noxon from Talk of the Town, heard here from 10 to 1 every day on Talk of the Town. Good guy. So
if you go on my website as well, Ray Santavale, there are some clips that we recorded of my band. There's things I did. I recorded with Debbie Davies, who's an internationally known blues guitarist. And there's a bunch of different acts of different things that I might have recorded on that website. That's just for people who get to listen to different things that I've done.
This is Can You Top This by Tom and Ray. Can you please spell Santavasi?
S-A-N T-O-V-A-S-I.
And give the website exact.
It's www.raysantovasi.com.
Oh, cool.
R-A-Y-S-A-N-T-O-V-A-S-I.com.
Well, dot com.
I do a lot of transcriptions, too, for people. You'll see I work with Billy Kilson from Chris Bode, Richard Rouse from Spyro Gyra. I even transcribed all the drum parts for Justin Bieber for his Believe tour. So there's a lot of stuff to look at on there.
Is that a good sideline for making a few bucks, too?
Yeah, even for when people are, it's almost like an electronic press kit. So people can look at it, and instead of sending things through the mail constantly, they can just go on there, and there's audio, there's pictures, there's a lot of information. So people could get an air up and an idea about what you're offering.
You know what? This is a great treat to have you on the show, because I didn't know this side about you, and I'm hoping that you'll start collecting your stuff together and come on a Saturday. Now, hold on a minute, because I have to play something, a couple of commercials. We'll be right back to you. And if you've had an experience at Uzo Blue, I'm going to have you help me when we come back. And we thank you for tuning in. The Zembrowski Show is great. We're on the phone with Ray Santovasi from the Four Piece Group, and it's fun to get to know him on the air. Ray, I have my favorite sponsor for live music, Uzo Blue at 675 Main Street in downtown Watertown. And I've found that the shows and professional sound is unbelievable. Had you ever played in the old Red Door, and what does it mean to you to have a professional sound system at a stage when you're taking Four Piece out on the road?
I have played at the Red Door. I that was one of the premier places in Watertown, you know, in the area, Watertown, to play. It's tremendous to have a sound system. First of all, that's a whole PA system, if you will, that I don't have to bring. Normally, I bring the drums and that. So, and to have someone who, I'm not sure who's doing it now, but generally they have a person who does a tremendous job at the front of house mixing, and it's a completely different experience. If people don't normally have a PA, I would recommend, you know, trying to book a gig there, because they do a tremendous job. It's a tremendous facility.
And it's all done up since Uzo Blue took over. The fellow running the sound is a Chris Ramos, and they said he was trained by Bob Johnson.
Okay. Bob has done stuff for me for years and years and years, so.
Well, and they have a delicious menu now. No more sushi, but they do have the Pies and Pints restaurant group that supplies all the food. They put a new kitchen in, and they have flatbreads. They have all kinds of delicious appetizers and desserts, all wonderful wines. That was my suggestion to upgrade the wines. They have Simi and Josh, and really, really nice. And they have a happy hour from 4 to 7 from Thursday through Saturday. Sometimes they're open on Sunday nights. But tonight, the happy hour is 4 to 7. They'll have live music at 9 o'clock. The disco is still going in the basement, all done over. And you can check the Uzo Blue Facebook page or the Uzo Blue website and check them out. I recommend them highly. So, Ray, let's recap the party of the century. And that is Friday night, May 18th. You'll be on the loading dock from 5 to 7. And for those who just tuned in, retune them up on the four-piece band and what they should expect that night.
They should expect material from the 70s and 80s that is guitar-oriented. I would say on the, Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, that type of genre, if you will. We also have a tremendous amount of instrumental material. I know a lot of the material that they're pushing at the Palfrey event is, so we're going to try to mix the both of them in. It's more of like a jazz fusion, if you will, or it's a little more louder than bebop, if you will. But it should be a great time. It's a great set. We never do the same set whenever we play, so you never know what you're going to get. And I know Tom Shute, I think, was going to possibly come by and sing something, I thought. He's doing the 21st. When we do the celebration for the arts, he's going to be there with us.
All right, but if he came by the Palace 10.3 at 5 to 7, what number would you have him sing in a rock band?
We'll have to have him pick whatever he decides he likes.
Oh, you chicken. What? That was a slippery answer.
I thought he might have been the one who texted you, so I'm just busting him a bit.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. What song would you recommend for him? You've seen him sing.
He could do, and something that he could very easily probably pull off something from Eric Clapton or something like that, I think, you know?
All right, TC, if you're listening, you better bone up on your Eric Clapton. That'd be great. That guy could sing anything if you ask me.
Little Wing, we do Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing. We could do it either instrument. He'll save me from having to sing it if he wants to sing Little Wing.
All right, you know what? We're going to text him just in case he isn't listening. Also, tell us about how people can find out more about Four Piece.
Basically, if they go on my website, I try to put it on. We're revamping the Four Piece website, which is www.fourpeace.com. So basically, my website pretty much is the area now that we pretty much go through, which is RaySantavasi.com.
All right, last question, Ray. Very nice of you to call in. Tell us why people should come to the Palace Theater Party on Friday night, May 18th.
I think it's one of the premier places to play in the area. The acoustics are world-renowned. The use of the facility, I think we want to get more people and the public there and just basically celebrate the fact that we have it downtown and enjoy it because it's a tremendous facility.
Well said, man. Thank you so much for coming on, and I want to hear from you about coming on a Saturday with your music and to get into more detail about what you do.
I'll be in touch very soon, Tom. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Thank you, Ray.